March the 5th, 2024, Yalta, Ukraine. Let us be honest. I love Ukraine. I miss my friends, Kyiv, Lviv, Drahobrat, all my careless youth. I dream that the Russian regime would be over on my peninsula, that planes would fly, trains would run, happy tourists would pour out of giant all-inclusive cruise ships, and seagull screams mixed with foreign language noise would be heard over the quays. But this is me. I was outraged by Musk's plan to find a solution to the Crimean question or his other misinformation campaigns. And way more shit is hurtling now in anticipation of the upcoming election. Indeed, why can't we hold a fair referendum in Crimea now? Let's do this, along with Putin's election. What about those nearly 30% of Crimean Tatars forced to abandon their homes and flee from the new authorities for the second time in their lives, though? How would they vote? And what about those who actively resisted the annexation and had to escape? Or those who could not stay due to their work, inner conflict, or domestic circumstances? How would those Crimeans scattered around the globe vote? What about those who have been arrested due to political reasons and are serving time, now somewhere in Siberia? Or those who fled from mobilization? What about state employees brought from the continent? Or the Russian military, Russian National Guard, or FSB? Are they going to vote for our future? What would happen in the end to those who vote incorrectly? Though I can hardly believe that someone would dare to. I suppose such a referendum would be used to reveal those who disagree or deceived by an illusory hope and imprison them for 6 to 10 years under Article 280.2 of the Criminal Code of Russian Federation. So smart of you, Elon Musk.